The Borough of Queens is doing rather well holding the number of the students who graduate from high school. What is our plan? I thought I would not have time to mention it. We plan to do two things to increase the first-time freshmen. One is that we are going to review candidates who missed our standards, the combined standards, by a relatively small amount. Many of them are not a risk. Simply, for some reasons, we all might understand, they did not make the point. If you read today the newspapers, you see that even SAT is going to start reviewing their questions. You know, the second thing that we'll do is that we have candidates who do not meet all our criteria for the fall semester, who are going to do what all the independent colleges do. We are going to offer them admission in January for the spring semester. I don't want to incriminate myself, but in this case, the relatively lower SAT will not be counted in the fall when we take the census, but that's a different story. Okay? So what we're doing is very important. We have to make sure that we continue, that we don't become completely an upper division college. If we become an upper division college, if we reach the transfer students at 70%, that's why we go upper division college, then our student recruitment cycle will resemble more a community college than a senior college. We will have to recruit to replace students every 2.5 years. That's not desirable. The students are welcome, of course, to come to us, but we have to balance it. Okay? Thank you very much for asking the question. I thought this was a little complicated to explain, you know, what we're doing with the first-time freshmen. Okay, thank you very much.
Hi. Sorry, I have a question for the PNP committee. Can you tell me a little bit about how long will it take? Like, what exactly, like a timeline? I know you said you wanted the names by May, but is there, like, how long is the committee? Is it going to be meet, like, once a month? Just to know exactly what the commitment is for the committee.
Yes. How long it will take? As you realize, in every committee, you never know. You cannot come and say how long it will take. However, realizing the skills of the chairperson that I try to complete, I think that he's busy himself and the faculty are busy themselves, that they will try to complete this meeting with as few meetings as possible. And also, we can use the technology that we have. And this is the case where email exchange can be valid as you prepare to have meetings. So the number of the meetings will be minimized. I hope that's what will happen. Dean Savage?
That's certainly my intent.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gieses. We really appreciate your time. Okay, are there other announcements? Please step up to the mic if you have an announcement.
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Cesar Ollervides Cisneros, and I am the CUNY Service Corps Manager at Queens College. I'm located inside of the office of the Provost in Kylie Hall, 111M. I'm here to give a brief announcement. The CUNY Service Corps is in its first inaugural year this year, and we are recruiting for next year. The Service Corps provides students an opportunity to get paid while doing public service. It also increases the civic responsibility, civic engagement of students And this time we are adding a new component to it, which is a faculty component. For the first time, faculty will be able to apply to have students supporting their research or their activity that is related to service. Just to give you a few numbers, this year we had about 800 students in the service corps. 103 were inside of were from Queens College, and we're looking to increase that number for next year. We have flyers in the front. We also are recruiting CUNY-wide. There are 7 CUNY colleges participating this year, and next year will be 8 colleges. So it's a really great experience, and students are paid $12 an hour for a commitment of 12 hours of service per week for 24 weeks. That means that when faculty get students, we will be paying their stipends, their salaries. So it's hopefully going to be more of a benefit to faculty as opposed to an additional cost or burden. I am more than able to answer any questions, and I know we have a couple of CUNY Service Corps members in the audience. I see a couple of them right here, so wave. Thank you so much, and there will be email blast and press online and flyers in the front.
Thank you, and there are some flyers up. I feel like a stewardess. There are flyers up front here, and but also do come back and remind us in April as well, would you? Come back
yes.
And make an announcement again in April and tell us a little more.
Yes, and I forgot to mention the deadlines. Student deadline is March 31st. The faculty deadline is April the 4th. We will have 2 faculty info sessions to provide more information and go over the application. That'll be on Monday, March 10th at 3 o'clock at Queens Hall 325. And on Tuesday at 12 o'clock, same location. And for students, we have about 10 different information sessions. The next one coming up will be on Monday, March 10th at noon at Pirate Maker Hall 154. My name is Cesar Oyarvides Cisneros, and the program is called the CUNY Service Corps.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Other announcements?
Chris Vickery, Computer Science. The Computer Science Department regrets to inform the community that Professor John Moyne died on February 25th at the age of 93 at his home in Seacliff, New York. John Moyne received his PhD degree from Harvard University in Linguistics and Near Eastern Languages and Literatures. He was Emeritus Professor of Linguistics and Computer Science at the City University of New York and was the former chairman of the Computer Science Department at Queens College and Executive Officer of the PhD Program in Linguistics at the Graduate Center at CUNY. A pioneer helping usher in the field of computational linguistics, he wrote and co-authored over a dozen books and numerous articles in professional journals in linguistics and cognitive sciences. Iranian by birth, he is regarded as one of the foremost scholars and translators of the Persian poet Rumi, and he is sorely missed.
Thank you. May we have a moment of silence in memory? Would you please all stand? Thank you. Other announcements? There are no special motions, so let us get to the committee reports. And just a couple of notes. You may see, of course, that there are lots of undergraduate committee and graduate curriculum committee reports. And again, that's because we have the minutes from the February 13th meeting, which did not happen, and the new minutes. And one more note. If you look at this bright, bright green paper, you'll see that it's on the first page. It doesn't have a title, but that is the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting minutes from December 12th. And it says that it has that information on just about every other page except the front page, just so you know where we are. Okay. Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting minutes of December 12th, 2013.
I'd like to move the minutes of the December 12, 2013 Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting and ask unanimous consent.
Discussion? Would you like to use this mic so you don't have to climb all the way up those stairs? Oh, okay. Good for you, exercise and all that, huh?
Anyway, I'd like to know about the WC2 equals W proposal, what that is, what it means, what does the C stand for?
We're not there yet. We're on the first item, December 12th, 2013 minutes.
I thought it was part of it. Okay, I'm sorry.
Stephen Grover, philosophy. Ken, I have a question about on page 2, Hispanic languages and literatures, the change in hours. The justification is that four contact hours is not allowed in Pathways, which it wasn't on December the 12th, but now is, right? Because Bill Kelly said four contact hours is okay. So I wondered if we should ask Hispanic languages and literatures whether they want to leave it at four rather than change it to three.
To the best of my knowledge, the college administration has put a moratorium on going back to classes that are more contact hours than credits, that is, non-billable hours. So
this would not be going back because it is 4 hours. If we don't vote on it, then it will still be 4 hours, and it won't violate the moratorium. So that was, I guess, my question. And yes, that was my question.
That's a good point. Be fine with me to take this out and check with that department to see what they want to do.
Okay, is there any objection to dividing the report? Take that out and divide the report. Okay, then seeing none, then that's okay. Then, okay, anything else? Discussion, questions, et cetera, in the rest of the report? Any objections to unanimous consent for the what remains of the report? Okay, done.
Okay. I'd like to then go to the minutes that from the February 13th, 2014 Undergraduate Curriculum Committee meeting and move unanimous consent.
Discussion? Objections? Okay. Okay. I know it's out of order. Ron, we didn't skip it. The proposal to the Academic Senate.
All right.
WC2.
This proposal, which should say CW2 equals W, has a rather tortuous birth in coming to this meeting. This is something that was brought to the executive committee prior to the snowstorm canceled meeting that we did not have. And it talks about a proposal from the Office of General Education to let students who are not in Pathways. We know that students in Pathways have to take College Writing 1, which is English 110, College Writing 2, which is, of course, writing in or about some discipline, and then 2W courses. This proposal has to do with students who are under the previous two general education requirements we have, that is what we call LASAR and what we call Perspectives. And the issue is, should students in those requirements be allowed to use a College Writing 2 course in place of one of the W courses they need to take? This came to the executive committee because some students thought they could do this and registered such that they can do this. And unfortunately, as I get it, the faculty member teaching the class said, yeah, sure, go ahead. None of those things is correct to do. Students shouldn't have registered for the course. The faculty member shouldn't have said, yes, this is a W class. It doesn't end with W. It's a College Writing 2 class. So on a kind of emergency basis, this was allowed for this semester by going to the executive committee, and the executive committee then put this proposal on the agenda for this meeting under UCC. Today, the UCC met, and we talked about this proposal, and the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee does not endorse this proposal. I don't know if there are any other questions that I can answer right now, but it's the, so it's a weird thing to me. It's under undergraduate curriculum committee reports, but it's coming through as something from the executive committee, and the undergraduate curriculum committee said, no, it shouldn't be that students take a college writing two, that is a lower level, a upper freshman, lower sophomore course, as one of their writing intensive courses, which are content courses that have much more content in them with some writing. A college writing two course is mostly writing in some context with some kind of content, and students shouldn't be able to use that as a W course and certainly not use two of them as a W course. So I guess I'm speaking against the motion on behalf of the Undergraduate Curriculum Committee.
Before I take your question, comment, Ron, I just want to say that because of the way registration fell out, there was a time by which people had to drop ad or change their registration, which would have expired by the February 13th meeting, and certainly we didn't even hold it. So the executive committee made the decision to do this just for this semester so that students who were already registered could go on with their program and not be disrupted. Okay, Ron?
Just a minor typographical point. On the agenda, you listed as WC2, and I thought that had something to do with the water closet, but shouldn't it be CW2?
Yes, it should be CW2.
Chair, given that we just heard that the curriculum committee is not in favor of this, I think that maybe this needs to have further review. So therefore, I move that this be referred to the curriculum committee for further consideration.
Okay, just to identify, that was Dave Fields, our parliamentarian, who was speaking. Okay, so there's a motion on the floor. Second? Okay.
Speaking for that motion, it was decided at the curriculum committee meeting to have Dr. Vickery, to invite him to come to the next UCC meeting to talk about this further.
Any other comments, questions? Okay.
I move unanimous consent on the motion to refer.
Okay. Any objections? Done. So, just for our recording, Dave moved unanimous consent to refer proposal WC2 equals W to the UCC for further discussion, and it was approved with unanimous consent. Graduate Curriculum Committee minutes dated December 18th and then February 11th.
I am Steve Schwartz, Associate Provost, here on behalf of Dean Bodner, and I...
Oh, could you speak into the mic so it records and so we can all hear you?
I move the minutes of December 18th, the yellow pages, and ask for unanimous consent.
Objections? Discussion? Okay.
And now I move the minutes of February 11th, also in the yellow pages, and ask for unanimous consent.
There's just one page if you're looking for it. Oh, pardon?
Too complicated.
Too complicated. any objections? Comments? Okay. Thank you. Nominating committee report dated February 13th, 2014.
Hi, I'm Sarah Wolf, speaking on behalf of Marion Fish. The nominating committee recommends that the slate as included in the packet is accepted with unanimous consent.
Okay, there's a slight amendment on that slate, and that is that Simone Yearwood is in the humanities division, not in the social sciences. Not that it matters, but it matters.
I'll let them know, the committee, to correct that.
Okay. Any objection? Done. Okay, old business. Now let me explain why this is old business and not new business. It's old business because it was new business in the February 13th meeting, which we didn't have. So it's become old business by just virtue of the date. Okay, name change for the Center for the Biology of Natural Systems to Barry Commoner Center for Health and Environment.
Again, I'm representing Dean Bodner. You should have the page that begins to rename the Center for Biology of Natural Systems in your packet. Barry Commoner, as you may know, was affiliated with Queens College for many decades, 40 or 50 years, and the center brings in several million dollars in funding each year, supporting issues of health and the environment, and the name change will reflect what they do and better position them to get additional funding and to represent Queens College and Barry Commoner, who had an extraordinary impact in these areas, is honored by adding his name to the center. He passed away this year, I believe, or last year. So I move for the approval of this name change and ask for unanimous consent.
Any objections? Done. Okay. Election of open student seats on the nominating committee. We have two students who did not attend two meetings in a row. The procedure is when there is a meeting and a member of a committee does not attend twice in a row with no explanation, they have they are sent a formal letter and given an opportunity to explain themselves, because sometimes things happen, to the executive committee. They did not come to the executive committee or in any way indicate that they were interested in continuing. So there are now two openings of student seats on the nominating committee. They were, one was accounting, I think, so that's social sciences. Oops, one moment while we figure out which seats.
One from each division, the division.
Right, so we have.
So who's open, what seats are open?
Well, that's good. The chair of the nominating committee isn't here, is she? Okay. Hang in while we find out which seats they are. Okay, while we're doing that, we're going to move to the next item, which is new business. Consideration of the PMP Focus Area Goals Committee, faculty and student members. So let me just say again what PMP stands for. Performance Management Process. Every president, as our president just explained, has a list of criteria by which he is evaluated on an annual basis. And wonderfully, they want to customize it. So there are some goals that are common to all colleges, some that are special for senior colleges, which he mentioned, which include faculty concerns, and then room for three more goals. So President Gieses has asked the executive committee to suggest the names of two students and two faculty members who would serve on this committee. We did not feel that we should do that. We felt that this should come from the body. So now this is not your typical nomination, so it doesn't have to go through the nominating committee because it's not a special committee, college committee, standing committee, etc. It's its own thing. So the floor is open for people who would like to nominate someone or themselves. Okay.
Given the rush to the microphones for nominations, I move to refer this to the nominating committee to act as quickly as possible to suggest some names for this committee.
Okay. There was a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We will do that, and we will keep you informed as it progresses. Okay. So we checked the website, and there's... Oh, Dean, did you have something to say?
I was going to nominate somebody, but you did that.
Oh, well, can we undo that? Did we act too hastily?
I'd like to direct the nominating committee's attention to Natalia Holston, who's willing and eager to serve.
Okay. Okay. I will make sure that the chair of the nominating committee is informed. Would you repeat her name?
Natalia Holzman from biology.
This committee is not going to be an onerous committee. We're not going to go ahead and have endless meetings. We're going to take care of this with dispatch. There aren't a lot of choices out there in terms of designating 3 to 5 special focus areas, and the PMP streamlining is something we should all welcome. It was far too specific, far too complicated. And so this is not going to be as tough as the last committee I chaired, which was to redo the scheduling matrix. That was a bear.
That's just a nightmare. Thank you, Dean, for accepting the president's appointment and for being here to explain. And we will act as quickly as possible on this. Okay. Okay, back to... besides the two people who were removed, there is another opening as well. So there are three students on the nominating committee. The three open seats, student seats on the nominating committee are education, social science, and math and natural science. And just to explain, you just had a nominating committee report, and now we have this other thing going on. Well, in our structure, Senate committees are, you apply to be in a Senate committee through the nominating committee, but the nominating committee itself, those members are elected from the floor. So this is your opportunity if you would like to serve on the nominating committee and you are a student in education, social sciences, or math and natural sciences to step up to the mic and nominate yourself and tell us why you want to do this. Yes, Azinia.
Sorry, I'm just a little confused. I'm on the nominating committee report, but I wanted to run for the nominating committee. So when she moved for unanimous consent of these members, does that mean that I'm approved or that I still have to run?
No. You put in an application in our nominating committee system, in our nominating system.
Yes.
So you are wanted to serve on which committee?
The nominating committee.
And you put it in there? And then you must have put some other committee on there, no?
Oh, okay. Thank you. I got it. I put in for both, that's why. So
okay.
So I have to run for it through the Senate floor.
So are you saying you don't want to be on the committee you just were nominated for and want to be on the nominating committee?
Yes, so I guess I nominate myself for the nominating committee because I can only be in one special committee.
Right, you can only be on one special committee and one standing committee.
And the executive committee is a standard committee.
No, the executive committee is a special committee.
Okay. All right, never mind. I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Any other nominations? Please.
Again, as I get run over coming to the microphone, I move to adjourn.
Thank you all.
Yes. Yes. It's not the same on every campus.
No, it's not.
So there are many different fees and many different ways they can be given out. And some campuses have a media fee. But the campus newspaper, so they don't have to go to the student government to get funded. And other campuses have daycare fees and sports fees, but they don't have it. Here they have it, but not somewhere else.